You're listening to 88.1 WVPE. Joining me on the phone today is Berrien County Undersheriff Chuck Height. How are you doing this morning, Chuck?
Very good.
Appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the radio station. I understand that the Berrien County Sheriff's Department recently received a gift that's going to help quite a bit when it comes to trying to do water rescues.
Yes, so we received a donation for an Aqua Eye, it's called. The Aqua Eye is an advanced underwater scanner using the latest ultrasound and artificial intelligence technology. Some of the benefits to it is it's a handheld unit that can be used by, you know, one of our divers or a Marine unit members for a water rescue. And it's another tool, kind of in a toolbox. We have some side scan sonar that is used on some of the bigger boats, but this is very portable and durable and does a great job. So our dive team used it in their training last month and found it to be very useful, in addition to some of the other tools we have for trying to locate missing individuals in the water.
It's unfortunate, but especially this year, we seem to have seen an increase in drowning incidents all across the Great Lakes.
Yeah, so we just had, we assisted the St. Joe Department of Public Safety. They had a drowning off the North Pier, which is off the Tuscornia Beach area. So we, our dive team along with the state police assisted. The Aqua Eye was on board one of our vessels. The water conditions weren't quite right for the use of the Aqua Eye in this case, but especially in inland lakes and some rivers where the current's not that much, the Aqua Eye will be a very valuable tool used by the first responders that are responding to try and locate an individual.
One of the things that caught my attention when I was reading about the Aqua Eye is the circumstances surrounding the gift to the department. You never want to say that necessarily there can be a good thing about a tragedy, but in some ways, this was a tragedy that resulted in some positive benefits to the community, wasn't it?
Yes. So back in March, Dakota, he went by Cody Yergo, unfortunately was swept off the South Pier. And, you know, there was a long search and recovery, you know, for Cody. The family got great support from the community. Many people donated money. So one thing the family wanted to do is some of the money that was donated was be able to help other families in the future that go through, you know, it's the waiting period of trying to find the loved one that unfortunately is drowned. So they contacted us and wanted to do something, and the Aqua Eye was a great fit for what they wanted to do. So they made the donation in Cody's honor. So every time we use that device, a little bit of his legacy will be carrying on. And the intent is to try and help families. You know, the sooner we can locate him, you know, there's never full closure, but it does give some closure and peace to the family to know, you know, that their loved one has been, you know, found and recovered. So they want to do everything they could to help other families that may be going through what they went through.
I think that it's just a very touching thing that even through their grief, they were willing to do something like that to help out the community around them.
Yes, it was a very generous donation. So we did recognize them at the county commission meeting last week. And like I said, the Aqua Eye was actually on board with our divers in the recent assist to St. Joe Department of Public Safety with the search of the missing fishermen off the North Pier. So it'll be a tool that will be used, you know, you hope not often, but when needed, it'll be a valuable tool that our dive team has available.
All right, Chuck. Really appreciate you taking the time to be on the radio with me today. Thank you very much.